One, two, three.
Good?
Yeah, we're good. Send it to my room. Welcome to the ROTFL Podcast. I'm your host, Joshua Dark. And with me, as always, is my buddy, Killa Puke. What's going on?
Another day, another dollar.
Another day, another dickhead. Listen, everyone. This episode is going to be brought to you by... Ladies, before I just go into this little plug right here...
Well, and a fun fact... Like 90% of our listeners are women.
Which is a weird fact.
Very surprising.
We actually got into this game and figured, oh, our demographic is going to be, you know, juveniles.
Yeah. Bunch of teenage kids and
at least, I don't know, heterosexual males. I mean, we thought this was going to be our demographic, but I'll be damned. We are surprised by our own demographic. Well, about 80% is a female listener. So you are listening to the biggest hit chick podcast on the interweb.
I told you how it's getting that way.
Yeah. Yeah. No, let's not say it. He said he was going to F his way to the top.
I'm going to F our way all the way to the top, dude. Number one podcast.
I want you to pretend.
With my penis.
I want you to pretend that you are waiting tables right now, and you're not going to say any of these curse words.
I said penis, bro.
That might be okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. Will penis get us demonetized? I know my penis has made me broke, so... All right, anyways, ladies, have you ever just, you know, looked in the mirror and looked at your vag and thought,
what's missing?
You know what this thing needs? This thing needs a good cleaning.
Good old-fashioned steaming.
So, this episode is brought to you by the Steamy Clam. Now... I'm new to this, and I'm surprised we've been sponsored by this, actually. But here it goes. The Steamy Clam is a timeless, therapeutic healing modality for achieving and maintaining feminine health, and wellness. We have successfully refined this traditional practice without watering down its significance by blending both ancient and modern methods and philosophies for the modern American woman. The purpose of the vaginal steam is to aid as an internal cleanser of the membranes of the vaginal tissues and the uterus. So come on down to the Steamy Clam if you want that vag spick and span. So we're gonna have there's a BO, just go ahead and there's a BOGO deal going on, a buy one get one free.
Just put our ROTFL,
yeah.
Put
the ROTFL promo. Just add two vaginal steams to the cart and it will automatically deduct it when checkout. This is a real thing.
It's a real thing. All right. And now, as if women didn't have enough stuff to, like...
worry about?
Well, no. They you know, they go, they get their nails done, they get their feet rubbed, and, you know, so now you can go get your vag steamed. You know?
Why am I just hearing about this? This claims... to have been around. This is a real
business. It's an ancient old practice. And they're bringing it back.
I'm gonna stretch this out and say that maybe
you're gonna stretch it out.
Well,
pun intended.
Pun not intended. I feel like this was something happened somewhere over in Asia. I'm guessing.
Well, it's got herbs.
Oh, that's your first clue then.
Yeah, that's your first clue.
Well.
I'm just saying.
Other civilizations have found herbs, by the way. Smart one.
They use herbs as medicine.
Oh, it's
though.
Got herbs in it? It must herbs come as medicine. From China.
You know what I mean.
Yeah, that oregano in my cover? Chinese.
Vaginal steaming is an age-old natural remedy said to clean the vagina and uterus, regular menstruation, and ease period cramps and bloating.
Can one of our listeners please let us know if they've done this before or if they've even heard of this?
Dude, okay, so we're going to start doing skits here pretty soon, and this is going to be on the list. We're going to go to one of these places and be like, what's up? A girl can get her badge steamed. Can we get our butthole steamed?
Well, and balls. I wouldn't mind some nice, shiny steam balls to get them wrinkles out.
And it'd probably smell good afterwards, too, with all the herbs.
Could you imagine the Elmer's glue smell of balls mixed with some herbs? Wait, your balls don't smell like Elmer's glue?
I don't have the dexterity?
Just get down there and get a whiff?
Yeah, and give myself a big
Come
old...
Come on, bro. We know you've rubbed your balls and gave it a sniff every now and again.
Of course.
Especially after you worked all day. You're like...
Oh, yeah, you got to give it a wipe.
You're like... Oh.
Do I need to take a shower? Let me check.
Yeah, it smells like Elmer's glue and basil.
Basil?
Look, we're going to go down to one of these places and say, look, I identify as a female and I would like my balls, which I call a vagina, steamed, please.
Steamed up.
Steamed clean. I feel like this is unhealthy. So if any ladies out there has actually done this and they have positive things to say about this, let us know.
Hit us up in an email.
We are interested. Yeah, you can hit us up at rotflpodcast@gmail.com. If you haven't already, go to our site, rotflpodcast.com. Subscribe and become a member, and you will get notifications every time one of these hot, hot episodes drop. So, yeah. Oh, also, before we go any further, I would appreciate it if you got a laugh out of this show and you would like to support us in our endeavors to expand this podcast. You can go to rotflpodcast.com/donate. Send us a couple bucks. Send us some stimulus money.
The best way you can, well, that is the best way. Money, is king. But if you can't, we're not worried about it. But you could share it. Share it with your friends.
Share it with your friends. Sharing is caring.
Caring.
And so thanks to all our supporters out there who support us all the time. We greatly appreciate it. We have used all the funds to do exactly what we said we were going to do.
We got a camera.
Unlike the politicians and your local governments just stealing your money and giving it to homeless people, I would imagine.
Right in their own pockets.
Yeah.
That's really what they do.
And their friends' pockets.
Yeah.
It's all disgusting. So that's what you can do. And we greatly appreciate it and love you. So for those of you guys who do not know, me and the Puke here, we are ex-cons, ex-prisoners who together have more than 25 years of incarceration between juvenile and state prisons all around the country.
Yeah.
We have made a U.S.
Made some rounds.
Yeah, we made a tour of it. And we have changed our lives. And through changing our lives, I don't know. I think our values have changed with the changing of our lives. I believe that it took a more conservative mindset to pull us out of that hell we were in.
I don't have a conservative mindset.
Well, I just, more than where we were.
I can just see through bullshit.
Okay. Let me be more clear about this. What people would consider conservative now, which is not what conservative is. People who are just barely what, 10 years ago were leaning maybe in the mid. People who were in the middle 10, 15, 20 years ago are now considered so far
right. Right wing.
Yeah. We're right wing fanatics now.
Right.
I'm saying
right.
We went from the ideology, a very predominant left wing ideology, that we were victims, that the government was
owes us something.
Yeah, everybody owes us something. Everyone's out to get us. It was a very self-centered ideology, and we took what we wanted from anybody.
Everybody.
We felt like taking it from.
Yeah.
And we had to completely break that whole mindset to get out of that viewpoint. So I guess if you guys want to call us right-wing fanatics, you can go ahead. But I think we're the most woke podcast on the internet, quite
woke
honestly.
As F.
Look, we're so woke, we're going to go get our balls steamed at the Steamy Clams.
And claim we're, you know.
No, who's to say we are?
Another thing about the Steamy Clam, dude. Hey, have you seen the chairs? You got to, listeners out there, you got to look this thing up. It's pretty hilarious. They have these big wooden boxes for chairs that have holes, just holes in the middle you sit over, let the steam rise up. I bet it feels pretty nice.
And some little troll just sits there with the billows, just pumping.
Fans it.
Steam. I would hate to see how that place smelled. Could you imagine that shit just overcrowded during like
rush hour? it's been
there,
a long week.
Just walk in there and get knocked out in the nostril.
It's been a long week. I need
my
clam
God,
steam.
What is that? Welcome to the Steamy Clam, where all the seafood is not guaranteed fresh. All right, I'm sorry, everyone. This is
moving on.
This is what we do. So, going straight into politics. All right, yeah. One thing you can expect from this podcast is the next subject is never really going to have a segue. So you're gonna get hit with all sorts of randomness. Dude.
Random back to back,
dude. What better way to never know what's gonna hit you in the face? So. The left, Democrats are in an uproar. Pelosi, God, and she got another term. Disgust me. Makes me want to throw up and eat my own throw up and do it again. She is freaking out along with all these other people about these J-cats that broke into the Capitol. And very unplanned, very spur of the moment. They broke some windows, ran in there, made some asses of themselves. Like, woo, look what we're doing.
And okay, so just put it out there. They've identified a bunch of these people that went in there. And a bunch of them were Antifa-type people dressed up as, you know, Magna fans.
Magma?
Magma.
Magma.
Liquid hot magma.
Well,
one guy, you know he is because his mom is calling. He's been in jail for however long. His mom is calling, making this big old uproar. Like, he hasn't eaten in 30-something days, you know, because because the food, they won't give him his little diet.
His mom has called the jail complaining, has called the press complaining. That
calling everybody.
That his son hasn't eaten. He's on a hunger strike because they won't give him his organic food. Now tell me, everybody who has any semblance of cells still managing to fire and shoot neurons through your synapses, if this sounds like a Trump supporter, just tell me
that. Put two and two together.
Let's
read it between the lines.
Dude, Trump supporters are out there eating steaks.
Yeah, meat-eating Americans.
Straight off the bowl. Like, it's not... The heart's still beating, and they're just drinking blood. And you're going to tell me this guy is up there complaining about organic food?
And he doesn't get his gluten?
Dude.
There's too much gluten and there's too much meat and gluten in this food.
Oh yeah. My Red Death is not gluten free. And for those of you guys that didn't know what Red Death is or shit on a shingle, these are standard fare in county jail.
You know, that's one thing I do miss about county, dude.
The shit on the shingle?
That was like the best day ever.
You
like
that week. Shit?
Yeah, it was bomb.
Dude, I liked it too. Is that fucking weird? But Red Death was like shit on a shingle, but it's just red meat shit that they put on some really uncooked potato scallops.
Yeah.
And it's fucking delicious because you're starving to death. Trust me.
Starving.
When a top ramen and some pork rinds are the fucking highlight of your month, you know you're starving.
You're hungry. Yeah, for sure.
Fucking don't go to prison. Don't go to jail. Change your life. So they're freaking out because these guys did it. They're calling it insurrection. They're calling it tyranny. They're calling these people traitors. Nancy Pelosi's like, we got to get these guys out. But let me explain something to you. This is 10 years ago, thousands of protesters rushed into the Capitol, forcing their way through doors, crawling through windows, and jamming corridors. Okay? This was 10 years ago. Thousands of pro-union activists, many bussed in from out of state, rampaged through the historic building in an effort to stop a vote on collective bargaining reform legislation.
Now, I say this all the time. Yeah. People have short-term memory loss with these people. They're always, and it's whatever's on their agenda. Doesn't matter what. I don't care if you're right, left, in the middle. I don't care. All these people that are running this shit, running this stuff, is whatever it is that propels their agenda forward. That's what side they're on.
Well, people don't remember what happened that many years ago, and it's a constant evolving of information where there's no truth to any side. So there's a truth out there, but no one knows it. Like, nobody knows what the fuck it is, because it could be, like you said, right, left, it doesn't matter. They are so hypocritical because, like I'm saying, right now Pelosi's out there freaking out. The whole left is like, oh my God, I can't believe they're doing this. But 10 years ago, they did the same thing, and their side said, we're standing by them. This is real democracy. These are freedom fighters.
Not even 10 years ago. What, 3 months ago?
Six months ago. Too obvious.
They were, this is America's right to protest, blah, blah, blah.
To burn stuff down.
The mostly peaceful protest.
Yeah, they said looting was positive. No, looting and burning.
Destroying
and
your own neighborhood.
Destroying your neighborhood, destroying your community. These are all positive signs of change.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. It's whatever propels their argument forward.
Now, let me say, I don't condone what they did up there. Okay, I don't. I think it got out of hand really fast. It was clearly very unplanned, and some lady died. Not cool. But I'm just pointing out some very obvious hypocrisies in how this happened for a couple hours, but yet all summer long we watched cities across the nation burn. And that was somehow okay.
All the governors and all the mayors were like, no, we don't want to stop it. We want to let them do it. You know?
Yeah, let's get rid of the police. Yeah, let's get the police we do have and make sure we put them on the block
where
I live.
Yeah, in front of my house. segue into Nancy Pelosi. I know we weren't supposed to talk to it, but who cares?
All right.
This guy, he got arrested. FBI arrested a man in Washington, D.C., contemplating trying to assassinate House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Look, we don't condone assassination here at the ROTFL.
Unless you're going to assassinate a carne asada taco.
But I'm just saying, if you are going to go assassinate somebody, don't fucking tweet it out there. Don't text somebody. Don't use your Google phone and let somebody know. Just leave your phone at home and grab your gun and bullets.
This is all bad advice. This is going to get us banned.
I'm just saying, I do not condone this. I'm just saying that if you are going to, which I do not want anybody to do ever, but if you are going to, don't talk about it.
Wink.
Be about it.
Wink.
Pew!
Now, don't go do that, but look, guys, use some common sense, man. Just all the way around. Don't go do stupid shit, and if you're going to do stupid shit, don't tweet about it. Dear God.
I'm not even sure if he tweeted. I think he just sent somebody a text and then something like that.
He sent like one of his friends or family members a text and was like, oh, I really feel like I should go do this. And then that's it.
Great idea.
Great idea. All right. So now for a hardcore left turn. This woman, she suffered a stroke after oral sex orgasm causes brain bleed.
I don't know. I don't know where to go on this. Okay, so was she receiving or was she giving?
No, she was receiving because she had the orgasm. Oh, if you could find a girl that can orgasm by giving oral sex?
Yeah, that's a keeper.
That's a you marry that one.
Yeah, you ring that one up.
You don't even got to do nothing. Just go ahead. No pun intended. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. So she passed out mid-oral sex, and after her imminent orgasm caused a small stroke, the unnamed 44-year-old, she had a brain bleed.
Brain bleed?
The hospital was suffering and nasty headaches.
Brain bleed.
And did she die? God, you know what? We should really start.
Yeah, we gotta start.
Let's just say she died.
Yeah.
Fake news.
Fake news.
We know she had a stroke. Yeah, no, it doesn't look like she
her partner estimated she was unconscious for 2-3 minutes.
Dude, good job, bro.
But it just said, what's going on there?
Hey.
Are you okay? That was a good one, huh?
You know what time it is? That's anal time. That's like, she
passed out?
Hello? Oh, all right. You know, hey, whoop. Don't do that. All I gotta do is say that I have to give kudos to the guy who gave his old lady a stroke.
Yeah, he's got that's fucking tongue game right there.
Dude, high five, bro.
Right?
High five. All right, I want to talk about this. So this pigeon. Okay, Australia is going.
Did we talk about this last show about how the pigeon was on death row or whatever? I think.
No.
Oh, we didn't?
Did we? If we did, we're sorry.
No. But this is new news to that story.
But I don't think we even talked about that story initially. Okay, so if we didn't, here's a recap. A pigeon.
That a racing pigeon.
A racing pigeon.
Things are super badass. Have you ever seen one?
Look. Puke here told me about racing pigeons a couple weeks ago. He's like, bro, racing pigeons are so cool.
And
I'm like, bro, what the fuck are you talking about?
You'll be driving on the freeway. You'll be driving on this freeway going like 80 and then look over and that little motherfucker will be keeping tabs on you, like looking at you.
What?
Yeah, they're fucking pretty cool, man.
You ain't never seen a racing pigeon. Seen a pigeon, man. Wild fool.
Yeah, racing on the freeway, bro.
Are they expensive?
There's one in somewhere sold for like, what was it, $1.2 million?
Get the fuck out of here.
Fact check that. Wait.
Hold on. How's it look? Are we good?
Yep. Fact check.
The pin is incorrect. Try again. Anyhow, so racing pigeons allegedly are super badass, and they're worth a lot of money. So a pigeon showed up in Australia. Who would have thought it? And if anyone doesn't know, Australia's—they're
fucking bonkers right now,
dude. They are. We thought we had it bad out here. Like they are going nuts for this quarantine thing.
Like they arrested a lady on Facebook because she said something on Facebook, and they went to her house and cuffed her up.
Yeah, said like, "Oh, I'm gonna throw a gathering anyways," and then that was it.
Yeah, it was a wrap.
So this guy goes in his backyard and he sees a pigeon and he feeds the pigeon. Whoa! So he notices a couple days later, this pigeon keeps coming back. He notices a little blue band on his little leg. And so I guess he must have Googled some shit or something. And then he mistook it for a racing pigeon that...
Came from over here.
Yeah, Oregon. They were having some speed pigeon racing competitions or some shit. And he figured this was this guy who lost his pigeon. And somehow ended up in Australia.
They freaked out. They were going to put the pigeon on death row.
Yeah, they were going to kill the pigeon because they were afraid it was going to transmit COVID-19 from America.
But they already have it.
I don't know. All I got to say is that's fucking crazy.
Free the pigeon, man.
Free the pigeon. So he cheated death. It was actually a case of mistaken identity. The guy who did own the pigeon said, "Nah, that ain't my bird, bro," which was a mistake. If he lost his bird, why didn't he get a free racing pigeon out of the deal?
Why didn't he get that bird in Australia?
Yeah, send it back.
Well, I don't think it was his. That was the whole point.
I know it wasn't his, but he should have claimed it was his because he lost free his pigeon. Racing pigeon. You guys aren't hustlers, man.
Speaking of birds, okay, so there's an ancient prophecy.
Ooh, I like this.
I need to get my shit together, man.
Yeah, you do. Now, he sent me this a couple days ago, and I was like, bro, what the fuck is this, dude?
Ancient prophecy, like 1600s, right? There's a prophecy. Now, these ravens in England.
Hey, hold on. Ancient prophecy from the 1600s. Ancient. All right, come on.
Get your story together.
It's like medieval prophecy.
So it's a medieval prophecy, right? King Louis the fucking Louis. Old King Louis.
Yeah, I remember that guy.
Or, you know, Richard or one of them.
Yeah, Prince Albert.
So if there's less than six ravens in the London Tower, like they have to keep somewhere in the London, dude, they have to keep these six ravens. If any of these ravens leave, which they fly around, they like live there. But if any of these ravens get lost, then London is going to fall. That's the prophecy in a nutshell.
What?
I'm paraphrasing. So if any of these ravens disappear, London's doomed, right?
Mm.
Well, the queen raven, gone. Nowhere to be found.
They have queen ravens?
It said on the thing, man, it said it was the queen raven, bro.
Bro, how long have these birds been kicking it in that fucking tower?
They don't... They fly around and stuff.
Well, I get it, but they live there. It's like their nest.
That's their home, yeah.
And they've been there since the 1600s?
No, man. They swap them out, I guess. I don't know.
So it just is less than some quota in the...
Right, if there's less than six of them.
Look...
That's it, man. It's a wrap. London, your days are numbered.
Well,
England.
Not only are London's days numbered, ladies
and you know
and
where it started? What? When they let all those Muslims move in?
Yeah.
Dude, London is going bad right now, dude.
This has now become the most racist podcast.
No, I'm not being racist at all. I'm just saying, like, there's some shit going down because of that. Because one of the prime ministers, like, let a bunch of refugees in, and there's some stuff going down. Check it out.
Yeah.
Stay tuned.
It's the same issue we're having over here with the border. So, you know, any country that lets a bunch of refugees in, there's going to be problems. I don't care what side you're on. You can't not argue there's going to be some type of problems. And don't say that there's not criminals that come with this, because there are, but there's good people too.
Of course, there's good people trying to get away from their, you know, their suffering. Which
it doesn't matter if 8 out of 10 are good people, if 2 of those 10 are criminals, And when you start adding big numbers, like millions and millions, you're talking about lots of criminals. So good luck, London. But I feel like we'll be right behind you, quite honestly. I don't know. Do you get this just weird feeling like it's all not
end of days?
Well, I'm not like one of these like, oh, prophecy end of days type guys. Like, repent now. Like, look. But, and not even using, I guess, this whole COVID thing as an indicator. It's everything else that has come along with it. In the last year, we have seen such a dramatic increase in social media use, online shopping, tech industries like making bounds and leaps that would have took them a decade, they managed to push through in this last year. Shit, this last year wasn't just about quarantine. This last year changed the whole landscape.
Not just the United States, the world.
No, the whole world has changed.
Yeah.
In this last year. And I feel like we were already going this direction, but it was going to be more drug out.
Right.
But we managed to do what we were already heading towards. And you know what's scary is there's no plan for this.
Oh, there's a plan, dude.
Well,
we're just not privy to it.
Well, okay. Maybe if there is a plan, we're not privy to it. There's people who conspiratorial. I don't know. Got the reference.
I got some things coming down my conspiracy theory fucking networks, bro.
Okay, beside the Bilderberg Group, beside the big higher ups to pull all the strings, you know, that whole stuff. I don't know. It presented a golden opportunity if those people are in control to get all this done super fast, or they created the opportunity.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Exactly. They created
this whole thing.
The whole thing, bro.
The whole thing's manufactured to push it.
So, the whole thing,
but
bro.
Here's the thing. What do you... this is interesting, because what do you think was their reason for pushing it through so fast? Well, just continue on the trajectory?
The two oldest things in the book, man. Money and power, bro.
But they already have money and power.
Yeah, but with this, they have a whole lot more money and power.
I just feel like they were already heading this direction on a slower pace that not very many people noticed. Only people who were like really into conspiracy theories and things like that. But now they pushed...
I seen it coming all the way.
Well, I understand this, but we've been talking about... I don't like to get in conspiracy theories because they get so far...
They get mucked up and then half of them... Well, no. 97% of it doesn't come to fruition.
Well, that's... They have so much out there that it's like what to believe.
It's hard to sift through it.
But everything that was a conspiracy theory just last year has come to fruition.
Right.
It's happening so fast that people will be like, look, this is happening and it's happening right now. And people will be like, oh, this is a conspiracy. You're crazy. And then literally 90 days later, month later, it's happened. And they're like, oh, well, that's not the reason that happened. That's just a side effect.
You know, that just, you know.
It just whatever.
That just happened.
Yeah.
It wasn't because, you know, what was going on that you said. It just, you know,
happened. It happened regardless of whether you said it or not. But it had nothing to do. Everything that these people have been talking about, conspiracy theorists, is coming true so fast. And they're just going to shrug their shoulders and blame it on, oh, well, it had to happen because of this whole COVID and quarantine. No, it didn't. It didn't have to happen. Did small businesses really need to get shut down? Why big gatherings of people in Walmart and Target and the big businesses and Amazon warehouses filled with thousands of people touching your shit and sending it to you? But that's okay. But you can't go dine in a small business. Yeah. You can't go to a small mom and pop shop and purchase goods. They have destroyed small business this year.
They're still trying, man. There's still more to do. Still more work to be done.
We're on the wrong side of this, man. How do we get on the other side?
Well, you got to have money, man.
Oh. So if you guys want to help us get on the other side, go to rotflpodcast.com/donate. We could really use your help.
Speaking of, we're saving up right now. We got a bit coming up, and we need a shock collar. So if you want to donate a shock collar or give us some money so we could buy one, because we only need one more.
A shock collar? In prison?
We don't want to. I don't want to reveal too much, but it's going to be freaking hilarious.
What? How do you get a shock collar? Like, they're going to pull some dude from the
shock collar
Aryan Brotherhood out of prison and be like, "All big right, homie. You're going to
We need
be
a big homie,
shock-
man.
We need a big homie. We need a shock collar. A shock collar. Like you put on a dog, a bark collar?
No, not a bark collar, man. There's two different things.
We need it to shock. We need electricity running through this bitch. All right? So we really need help donating a shock collar. So if you want to shoot us some funds for that, or you know what? We need a P.O. box. That way we can just have people send us mail bombs and shit, too. God.
Dude, that's definitely going to hit on the analytic thing, the mail bomb.
Yeah, you just messed up.
Oh!
Now that we're demonetized.
I think we'll be all right. In context. Yeah, I might have ruined it. Well, we won't use that for the clip.
No.
I think we can still go on.
Will you snip that out?
Well, if they watch the video, though. Can we not joke about anything without getting demonetized? You guys suck, dude. Facebook, YouTube, Google, Amazon, if any one of you guys are listening ever on the off chance and you somehow manage to have these beauteous words hit your ears, I just want to let you know, go beauteous? Fuck yourself, dude.
All right, so a new study, all right? I just want to... We got to find out how much they spent on this study because this it's got to be millions.
This is great.
Okay, so a new study suggests that a trans woman maintains an athletic advantage over their
female, or what they call cisgender. It's just a regular
person.
Yeah.
Okay, over a regular person,
a regular lady,
a regular lady. So,
Males
that transgender, they're still stronger and faster than females that are just born with a vagina.
Hey, according to the Olympic guidelines, because okay,
now,
this is fucking. Hold on, just read that headline back one more time.
Which one?
The headline you just read.
A new study suggests that transgender women maintain athletic advantage over their regular peers, even after year and years on hormone therapy.
All right, hold on. Cue the crickets right here.
I don't know how to do that noise.
Yeah,
I can do that one.
That's not it. They spent money on this. Not just money.
Something that common sense already tells you this.
This is how delusional people have become, that they're willing to spend your hard-earned money on a study that everybody already knows the answer to. It's like, hey, send me your taxpayer dollars because I'm going to do this amazing study to see if the sun is hot. I feel like it is, but we don't know.
Did you hear about that chick in MMA fighting?
Yeah, no.
Okay, I can't remember her name. You can look it up. There's this chick MMA fighting, right? They didn't know he was a dude. She, I don't fucking know. So they didn't know.
She
was an actual born a man.
And transgender.
He got
transitioned.
The trans gender got into MMA in the women's and just smoked everybody, rose to the top like that, right?
You know, I find that hard to believe because once you identify as a female, you lose all your male strength.
You lose everything, right?
All you got to do is say, I'm a woman now.
I woke up
this morning. You will no longer have balls and a penis. It will suck up inside your body and turn into a vagina.
So, and that's the thing, too. What they always say, follow the science.
Nah. But here's the thing.
Only follow the science when it agrees with your
views. They got scientists on their payroll. This is why nothing is safe anymore. Because we can't even follow the science anymore because scientists are paid by people in these lobbies and these agendas. And they'll...
putting out their own bullcrap.
Listen, here's another hypocrisy that I really want to shoot to any feminist out there. Any person, any lady on the left that is okay with transgender males competing in a biologically born female sport.
Competition, yeah.
You guys should be so furious. You guys should not support this at all. Because here we have another man coming in and fucking dominating in your fucking area. How is that okay? Can someone explain to me how you are okay with a male coming in and taking over what you guys have created? This is what it is. Seriously. You guys should be like, oh, hell to the fuck no. You're not going to come in and take away our space. So now males are just going to find another avenue to go into the female space and dominate.
Take it over.
You guys should be upset about it. This is why it doesn't make sense. Their values are changing every week, and they're eating themselves alive to where they can't even stay above water. How can you be on this side of it and support this when it goes against your own shit?
Yeah, just things would make more sense if they weren't so, well, if they just
made
more.
If it did constantly change, if they had a philosophy on life.
If it was actually consistent and, I don't know, had a little bit of common sense, like, into it.
There is no common sense to it, so they gotta create common sense.
I keep on saying common sense isn't common anymore at all.
Ooh.
All right, moving right along. Bitcoin. You want one? You take yours, I'll take mine.
Yeah, I'll take a Bitcoin. You got one?
Fucking $40,000 almost.
All right, you go ahead real quick. We got like 4 minutes.
All right, so I'll go on. I'll do mine.
Go ahead.
Son of a. All right, so man's last-ditch effort to recover 280 million in Bitcoin he accidentally threw out. All right, so years ago, this dude in... okay, James Howell, 35, said he mistakenly put a hard drive with 7,500 bitcoins in it.
Oh, my God.
In the trash. All right.
2013.
Yeah, 2013. Now, this is how many? Do the math, bro. How many years ago?
Well, 7 years to 8 years ago.
Okay, there you go.
What the
so
fuck?
He threw it out 7 or 8 years ago. Boom. Now, Bitcoin went through the roof, and now it's like $35,000-$40,000 a coin. So this dude had 7,500 coins on this hard drive. So now he's freaking out. He's putting all kind of petitions, trying to get at his, you know, whoever
the city,
has the trash dump, and he wants to go to this trash dump and rummage through to find a hard drive. Well, hard drives are about this big, huh?
In 2013? Yeah,
they're about that big. Yeah. So he wants to go to a trash dump and try to find a hard drive that big. It's worth, what, 280
million.
280 million.
Now, so I got an idea for this guy. He hires homeless people to go through the dump because they're
already there.
Good at looking through trash. And
they're already there.
Dude, they can spot a can in the bottom of a dumpster. So I feel like if he had a fighting chance, he should like hire a team of these people, and he could do it for just
a fraction of the
slave
price.
Labor prices, dude. And speaking of that, another guy has lost like $210 million, $250 million on his hard drive because he forgot the password. And for some reason, if he puts in the password wrong three times, he will never be able to get into his Bitcoin wallet again.
He'll get locked out.
I don't know why this is a thing at all. And I have to call bullshit on both these. Because why is this guy just worried about this now? Because 5 years ago, that thing was still worth fucking $150 million. So why didn't we hear about this 5 years ago?
Yeah, true. Huh.
When it hit $10 million, why wasn't he out in the trash fucking trying to figure it out back in 2015?
Well, you know, there's other stories, too, saying that people are recovering old computers and going through their hard drives and finding Bitcoin on those hard drives. Maybe he just wants to make a run through the dump, find a bunch of hard drives, and go through them all to see if there's any Bitcoins on there.
You know what?
Because if you find one, that's already 40,000.
All right, so there you guys go. There's a solid business plan for you out there if you guys need to. All right,
hey, we should get into that.
No, nope. No.
I'm down.
We're already in a failing endeavor right here, so let's not go do any more. We're already overextended. All right, ladies and gentlemen, for our last and final story of the podcast, to start your Monday off with the bam, the magic mushrooms. Some guy, fucking what? He injected magic mushroom tea?
Yeah, he slammed it.
This scares me because I feel like I would have done this before.
Oh, for sure.
And not even thought about it.
For sure. I would have done it.
I've
crushed up pills.
Well, I've slammed acid, blotter acid.
Yeah.
I just used it as a cotton for my heroin and sucked it through blotter and shot it up. It didn't do anything, but I feel like I would have done the same thing with some mushrooms, not thinking about the consequences. And thank God, because I've slammed all sorts of I've injected all sorts of things that I wouldn't recommend. Toilet water, whiskey, beer.
Oh, whiskey was actually kind of cool.
Nah, I didn't like that. I got flush red and started sweating.
Yeah, I liked it.
All right, so the man brewed a tea from magic mushrooms and injected the concoction into his veins. Several days later, he ended up at the emergency with fungus growing in his blood.
In his bloodstream. So this dude's got mushrooms growing in his blood.
This is not the way to go, ladies and gentlemen.
How would they even get that out?
How would you? You got the... Well, they're going to have to do something to kill the fungus, inject them with some shit. I don't know. I'm not a fucking doctor. Why are you so sweating me about this shit? Good God,
you got all the answers, man. Don't act like you
don't. I try. He spent 22 days in the hospital, but all I got to say is that was a trippy story. Bow. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that is our show for this week. Go ahead and join us at our Facebook. Just search ROTFL Podcast. If we are not banned by the time you hear this, we are on every podcast platform. If you really want to do us a favor, you'll go to Apple Podcasts, review our shit, subscribe, give us 5 stars, tell everyone just how mother effing great we are, and we really love every single each one of you.
From the bottom of our heart.
From the bottom of our heart.
Of our cold, dark souls.
And don't forget to use the promo code. Promo toad. Don't forget to use the promo code ROTFL Podcast.
To get your bee steam.
At thesteamyclam.net to go get that bee steam.
Beep,
peace!